Now, I shop for groceries in my house every second Saturday. And we have a family of four, and I typically spend about $75 a week for groceries.
Uh-huh.
Is there any idea what people typically spend a family of four or five here a week, and how they can afford that kind of a price? It must be high, given the freight rates.
Well, I've never really tried to analyze it, because I'm fortunately in a position where I just charge whatever I need to eat myself to an account we have in the at the store, which is part of the system under which we operate. But I would think that they would have to have at least $250 to $300 a week.
For a family,
family of three or four. I would say that it would take at least $1,000 to maintain people and food. Yeah. But you see, having said that, that's based on our heating habits, which is generally completely based on imported foods. Whereas, fortunately, most of the people here still rely to a very high extent on country food, be it fish, seal, or caribou. So this augments their budget considerably. So you could probably knock it down to maybe $750, maybe $600. But even on that basis, compared to southern Canada, it's quite high.
Given the fact that, say, fur trade's dropped off, how can people afford to pay those types of food? Is it subsidized by the government in some way, or what?
It's quite heavily subsidized. The whole community is heavily subsidized, to be quite honest. Economically speaking, Spence Bay has no rhyme or reason to be here. But it's the home of several hundred people, and of course the government has an obligation to maintain them in the community that they call home. And welfare is quite high, and that picks up most of the slack for the people who do not have a wage employment. And family allowance is also quite an addition to the wherewithal of the community. Old age pensions, old age supplements. There's a few people on pensions from agencies that they used to work with. And other than those that I just mentioned, there's people who are employed through various government agencies, whether they be through the Hamlet, or through the territorial government, or the federal government. Although as far as the federal government is concerned, they have a very low profile now compared to years ago, where they had most of the wage earners in their field. But without direct or indirect government funding, this would be a very, very marginal community. In fact, it's doubtful. In fact, I know it wouldn't exist as a community. And with the changes that have occurred in recent years, it's doubtful where they could revert. Not that they probably want to, although some of the old timers do mention that they would like to go back to the good old life. It's doubtful where there's anything, any real hankering towards this end, because they realize that with the subsidized rents, subsidized this, that, and the next, they're in very well off indeed. Despite the high costs of most things, they're quite fortunate, I think. Well, the housing is probably the biggest single item. If people paid the real costs of maintaining a house in this community, it would be astronomical. But the government steps in, and they have a graduated scale that if a party has wage employment, they pay X number of dollars towards the heating, the light, and services. However, if a person is on welfare and can't afford to pay, social services step in and make the payment. So it's just a payment from one government department to another, really. So through all these different, in even in real terms, the amount of money that people pay who's regularly employed, I don't think bears any real resemblance to the actual cost of maintaining a home in this in a community this, because our winters are at least 8 months longer. And the power consumption and such to maintain a house in a reasonable condition is astronomical. There'll always be a close tie with the land, even in the future, because this is just the way the country is. But there will be changes in the economy. I think that tourism is one thing that holds very good or high promise in attracting people up here and help the government in particular off the hook with regard to having a community that's a net producer as a instead of a net consumer of taxes. And so there's going to be changes in that that sense. But there could be a move on the part of the government who might find it absolutely too expensive to maintain these communities, to entice groups into larger communities where the costs of maintaining them are lower, and so on and so forth. But I don't think that this could be attempted as long as the population is generally controlled by people who are older and still have influence within the community. This would probably be attempted later on when the young guys who are more amenable to suggestions and change could probably accept this. But I seriously think that this might be a move in the future. I've got an idea in the back of my head that the government will probably end up looking harder and harder at the costs of maintaining these communities, and may have their way in trying to eliminate the costs. The only thing that comes to mind which may change this trend perhaps is the fact that these communities, if say there's minerals that are marketable are found, then of course this would alleviate the necessity to move. And also, of course, tourism. If Spence Bay suddenly become very popular on the tourist route, it would be stupid to move the place or entice anybody to move, because obviously they're making a darn good living at it, and producing tax dollars, which of course will contribute towards the maintaining the community.